Hey, peace, wellness, and oneness. This is C. Chambers of the Wealth Chambers Experience. Unleashing the inner potential of your heart, spirit, and your pockets. I just wanted to go into a brief thing about friends. What about your friends? Isn't it friends let you down? Friends won't be around. Jody Watley. Friends, how many of us have them? There's a long list of how people see friends that turn against them or turn against their relationship that they have. And just recently, there's been a couple of disparaging situations. One pertaining to Michael Cohen and Donald Trump, and the other between 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather, who also called themselves brothers. Now, I myself have friends, and I consider them family more than friends, that I've known for over 20 years, and we may not see each other all the time or even communicate all the time, but you know, due to experiences of reality and the mindset and like minds that we have, we call them, and you know, we can pick up where we left off. But also, to be real about it, a lot of your friends are not going to break bread the way you may want to break bread, and even if they do, it won't be known if you're the type of person that's selfish with your situation. Meaning that if you don't call on help, you won't find out how deep of a friend they are. But then again, your pride will tell you not to call on help to see if that friendship is deeper. You know, so in reality, you know, the situations and the associations that we set up are based upon whether we feel good around these people or not. And one thing that should be the sacrament, one thing that should be the greatest rule, don't tell your friend's business. Regardless of what they're going through, regardless of what you two go through or your whole circle goes through, if you're considered a friend, you do not tell the next person's business. Where they live, how they eat, if they're doing bad, none of that. Especially if you're not the type of person that's going to give support. And that's what happened. There was a big Instagram war. And I think it still might be a little pettiness going on with the petty king himself, 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather, Money May, who, you know, they always called each other brothers, had like minds, you know, same amount of money and everything like that. But you know, it doesn't matter how much money you have if the loyalty is not there and if the class and dignity and honor is not there. And things went awry and they just was unfolding on each other. New information, I got receipts. Oh man, it was ugly. And if you call this person your brother, this is the ill thing about social media, because it could be a blessing and a curse. Social media has opened up a lot of new experiences for people. It also got people in contact with people they haven't seen in years. It opened new circles of like minds to get together in groups, you know, to take their mind off of situations, to put their mind on certain topics and elaborate more and stuff like that. So yes, there's a positive level of social media, especially if you're able to promote what you're doing, your agenda, your ideas and your businesses and things of that nature. But then there's this ugly side that wants to expose somebody or just wants to be right all the time without accurate information, no fact checking. You know, people live by memes and it can get real disgusting as far as the imagery and the pejoratives that's like the the wording of how people say certain things to be offensive. It's giving cowards a platform to express their ideas too. And that's where social media, you know, becomes the monster. And these two guys use their level of celebrity to influence social media into the world of pettiness between them two. And it got ugly. I mean, I would say for you to go to their pages or, you know, follow some of the Twitter reports on that. I'm not going to speak on that. But it really got ugly. And the allegations that were thrown out there could be even sought after through authorities as criminal. You know, I just leave it at that. But it shouldn't have to get so far. If that's your homie, that's somebody you confide in with certain information, give a call. Give a call. Let it be known where you're coming from. Yo, I don't like what's going on here. You know, we need to sit down and talk about it. This was the dignity and honor among people that had a code, you know. Even if you want to go with the code of the streets, people had a code to say, well, before it gets over to this level, we got to sit down and have a meet. We got to sit down and talk about this because it can affect the bottom line, which is the prosperity, the money. You know, going on to Donald Trump and Mike Cohen. Mike Cohen was privy to a lot of information as being the legal counsel for Donald Trump. And this is, you know, no matter how you feel about the guy, what have you, I'm being indifferent right now. It's about the message within this madness, right? The guy knew this information, and instead, I guess he felt that, you know, Trump put him out there so he could be the one to fall on his sword to save Trump. The guy just flipped like a coin in a heads to tails match, you know, and it speaks volumes to the people that you try to vet to keep around you, you know. But you also got to consider what this type of person was in Donald Trump. And so the minute he gets you on, you know, he doesn't like what you hear if it's against, you know, what his itinerary or his agenda was, he'll immediately kick you out or phase you out, you know. So, of course, that's going to send ripple effects around that circle, you know. So the community shifts its mind to loyalty to self-preservation. I'm gonna gather up this type of information so just in case he decides to phase me out, boom, I have something. And this is where leadership has to also understand what being humble is about and being responsible for the inner circle, how you guard your innermost secrets, how you get rid of these things that may cause disdain, how to keep them null and void, like, you know, where you could just chalk it up as rumor. It never happened. It definitely never happened if all parties have been addressed properly. And he failed to do that. So that shows you leadership skills or the lacking thereof when you can have so many personalities that were once close to you now salty at you. You're not moving right, you know. So that's another thing. Another one that I really is still, you know, kind of cloudy, still on the alleged side of the game, is with the Tekashi 6ix9ine debacle when he was allegedly kidnapped, and somehow the kidnappers were able to take the guy to his house. Yo, one thing I heard a long time ago about in a kidnapping situation, you try your best not to get to a second location. Definitely not anywhere near your home. Why is that? Because you put other people in danger that you may love and cherish. And that's what brought a lot of speculation on the situation. People thought that, all right, okay, if it's an inside job, you really definitely got to check your inner circle, especially if you plan to be, you know, somebody that's taking care of heavy business out here. You know, and it, your inner circle is very important. Your business circle, your social circle, your spiritual circles, they kind of define, they kind of build a structure and a solid fort around you if you have these weaknesses that can mean the downfall of something that you're trying to build or what you all are trying to build. And you should not be afraid to check your friends. And your friends shouldn't be afraid to check you. It's a reciprocal thing. You know, and if you have a real good friend, they're going to sit you down and tell you where you went wrong, what you could do right in the situation, offer some type of advice, but also, you know, kind of push you to find out the right answer for yourself. You know, because once you learn how to do things for yourself, you become a more balanced person. And then, you know, you basically, you know, increasing the power of your team, and then your team becomes something strong, you know. So, well, there's another one, Nas and Jay-Z. Nas put out an album produced by Kanye West, 7-song album, kind of offish by it, but put out this album, and right after Beyonce and Jay-Z pushes the album out, no promotion, you know, just like this out the blue. And man, I would be very upset if you call yourself a friend knowing that I got something coming out that's gonna it's gonna need a lot of support, and you do this. You know, with your power couple, and you know what type of numbers you're going to get and everything like that. And you do this. It's kind of like a jab, man. It's kind of like a low blow. You don't want to see me succeed. You don't want to see me prosper. It's that type of thing, you know. And I say this to say, you know, just watch and build with the people around you. You know, build with them, but also watch them and see if they really are excited for your success as you are, and if they really are concerned with your failures as you are. You know, everybody fails in something. Everything has a weakness. There's holes that need to be filled. There's stuff that need to be addressed. Do you have the right people to address you? Do you have the personality to take that address and use it, you know, use that constructive criticism to build on to the next level of what you're trying to do. All right. That's the unlock and unleash what we're going on with the social circles. Now, if you want to unlock and unleash your financials into a better frame of existence, padding in your pockets, an extra $200 to $500, on your paycheck, or even more depending on your situation, please go to www.growyourgoal.com or just get in touch with me, moneychambers@gmail.com, and we can talk about this this great information and strategy that can get extra money into your household plus credit repair for under $50. I'm telling you, when you find out how this works and everything, you will be shocked. You'll be amazed. And you'll also be upset that you didn't find this out earlier. So thank you. Peace, wellness, oneness. Stay in tune for the next cast. Solu.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.